Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. And again, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you, guys, for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and listen live to the show. And you can also press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you'd like to be on the air and give your comments or opinions. Again, 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-202-44. Now, today's word of the day is illicit. Illicit. E-L-I-C-I-T. Elicit is a verb, and it means to draw forth or bring out. Okay? And the second meaning is to call forth or draw out. Okay? So that's elicit. And elicit is to draw forth or bring out. All right? So that's your word of the day. Take it and, you know, do what you will with it, right? But that's our word of the day. Now, let's update the weather here. And right now it's 52 sunny degrees in the ATL. Today's high will be 73. Tonight's low, 44. Tomorrow, Friday, the high will be 76, low 43 with partly sunny skies. On Saturday, we have a high of 65, low 40. Sunday, a high of 70, low 36. And clouds. Now, that's as far as I, you know, my forecast shows. So, again, I always say, Saturday is going to be a really, really nice day. Not hot, not cold, right in between. So, get out there, guys, on Saturday and pop those barbecue grills. Make it happen and do some grilling. Okay? And that's our forecast for the next few days. All right? And again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. I see there are more people joining the show, and thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, I've told this story a few times, right? I've told this story a few times, and it's still burning in my brain. And here it is. Only take a minute, and then we'll get into the show. But I'm not sure what city or whatever this happened in, but I did read this on Yahoo News a couple of days ago, where there was a young lady, and they were at family court. So they were downtown, whatever city they were. They were at family court. You guys know that family court is like either child support or who takes custody of the kids or what have you, the family court, right? So after family court, of course, I don't know, we don't know what happened in family court, but after family court, she got in her car in the parking lot. And her husband was there with two of his friends. She got in her car, and she drove, and she ran over all three people. She ran over her husband and his two friends, all right? And one of the husband's friends was a female. She stopped the car, backed up, and ran over her again. None of them died, okay? None of the three people that she hit died. Now, she took off. She sped out of the parking, okay? And I guess she came upon a bridge, a big bridge, all right? She wrecked her car on the bridge, all right? Got out of the car, jumped off the bridge to her death. Do y'all believe that? It's a true story. And again, get it. She was in family court. She got so angry that she went out in the parking lot, got in her car, ran over her husband and his two friends. One of them was a female. She backed up, ran over the female again, sped out of the parking lot, went out and wrecked on a bridge, got out of the car, and jumped off the bridge to her death. Now, I don't know what happened in that family courtroom, but it pushed her to her over the edge, right? It pushed her over the edge. And she, you know, She could have killed three other people, you know, and herself. She did commit suicide, but my goodness, what was so bad? Or I don't know, can your life get to a point that you're so upset that you kill yourself? I mean, people, it happens every day, so I guess so. But please, guys, you know, if you start to feel like you want to do something to yourself or hurt yourself, try to talk to someone. Try to talk to someone, a professional or something, somebody that can help you, figure out this is not what you should do. Y'all with me? I mean, you know, my mom used to say all the time, you think you got problems? Hey, you get out there and talk to some people that have some real problems, and your problems will seem like nothing, okay? There are always someone out there who has bigger problems than you do. So take it easy, guys. Take control of yourself and get going. All right. Now, today's title, does your vote really count presidential election? Now, someone asked me this this morning, and I said I'd research it and I'll do a show on it. And you can listen to the show and find out. And that's exactly what I did this morning. I've researched this. And I have the answer, right? I have the answer. And I know that's what you guys are looking for. And this question has been asked time and time and time again. And of course, Obama was urging everyone to get out there and vote. Okay, so does your vote really count in a presidential election? And I said it on yesterday that, yeah, we did have a presidential election, but that's not the big thing that you focus on in this election. The most important election that you could have voted on this past Tuesday, was your local representatives and congressmen and city councilmen. That was the most important. That's always the most important thing to vote on. Okay? That's always the most important thing to vote on, because that's what happens in your community. These guys are the ones who make the decisions about what happens in your community. So those are the guys that you need to be voting on and for. Okay? Of course, the presidential election, whatever. But your local stuff, that's what you need to research. That's what you should be voting on. Okay? Now, as far as the presidential election goes, from the research that I've done, and you can go and grab this yourself, and it's the website called learncc.org. Now, I don't know what that means, but learncnc.org. Learncnc.org. And you can go and you can look at this yourself. This is exactly what I'm reading from. And from what I've read, from what I understand this to mean, is that your vote does not count in a presidential election. And I'm going to let that sink in for a minute. Your vote does not count in a presidential election. You know what your vote counts for in a presidential election? Is the popular vote. It's it's just counted. And we've all learned that Hillary Clinton won the popular, she had the majority popular vote. And I know a lot of people think that, hey, it's all about who gets the most votes. But that could be the farthest thing from the truth in a presidential election. Presidential election is all about the electoral college and the electoral votes that you receive during the election. And so let's talk about that. And this is very important because I thought that my vote counted. Okay? But regardless of that, if you didn't vote in the presidential, if you didn't vote for a president, if you just went through and voted on your community stuff and your local politicians, then you were okay. You did a great job, I think. No problem. No, people say if you didn't vote, you should be ashamed of yourself. Well, I didn't vote in. You say, yeah, I didn't vote in the presidential election, but I voted for everything else. That's fine because it says, does my vote count? And understanding the Electoral College, does my vote count? And it says, no, the Electoral College is not the worst team in the ACC. It's the group of people who actually elect the president of the United States. Okay? How the Electoral College works is one of the more complicated parts of the American electoral process, or can be, at least when things don't go smoothly. This guy will help explain the Electoral College, how the Electoral College works, discuss the origins and development of Electoral College as some controversial elections, and examine how much your vote actually weighs in a election. So the first part is how the Electoral College works. The people of the United States elect a president every 4 years, but not directly. And here's how it works. In November of a presidential election year, each state holds an election for president in which all eligible citizens may vote. Citizens vote for a ticket of candidates that includes a candidate for president and a candidate for vice president. The outcome of the vote in each state determines a slate of electors who then, in turn, make the actual choice of president and vice president. Okay, let me say that again. The outcome of the vote in each state determines a slate of electors who then, in turn, make the actual choice of president and vice president. Each state has as many electors as it has senators and members of the House of Representatives, for a total of 538. The District of Columbia gets 3 electors, even though it has no representation in Congress. In December, this is what has thrown us off. In December, the electors meet in their respective state capitals to cast their ballots for president and vice president. States may or may not require their electors to vote with the popular majority. Y'all heard that? States may or may not require their electors to vote with the popular majority, and they may or may not give all of their electors to the winner of the statewide popular vote. These ballots are opened, counted, and certified by a joint session of Congress in January. Not in November, not November 8th, not at 3 o'clock in the morning on November 8th, last Tuesday, not on yesterday, not on today, not on this weekend, but in December. Then they count the votes in January. If no candidate wins a majority of the electoral votes, or if the top two candidates are tied, the House of Representatives selects a president from among the five candidates with the most. What does this mean in practice? It means, as everyone learned or was reminded in 2000, that the candidate who receives the most votes nationwide does not necessarily become president. There is no national election for president, only separate state elections. For a candidate to become president, he or she must win enough state elections to garner a majority of electoral votes. Presidential campaigns, therefore, focus on winning states, not on winning a national majority. It also means that, at least in theory, electors can thwart the popular will and vote for a candidate not supported by the voters of their state. Y'all hear that? It also means that electors, which are your senators and representatives, can thwart, that means go against, the popular will. That means if all of us voted for Hillary Clinton, okay, she had all these big votes in Georgia, then this elector, this senator, or the representative doesn't have to support in your state. Okay? So although y'all voted for Hillary, the electors in the state of Georgia, they can still cast their ballot for Trump. So it doesn't matter if you vote or not. What matters is how they vote, how your senators and representatives vote. So that's why these guys are so important to people who are running for president, the senators and the representatives. That's who they should be campaigning to, right? Not to us. So in practice, however, electors are pledged to cast their votes in accordance with the popular vote. And faithless electors who go against the popular vote are extremely rare. So Georgia is a Republican state. Okay? Georgia is usually won by Republican candidates. We are a Republican state. Same as Alabama. Florida is also a Republican state. So these senators and representatives in those states, who they're going to vote for? They're going to vote for their party. They don't care how many people voted for the other party. They're going to vote for their party. So, you know, when we're debating whether some aspect of the Constitution makes sense, it's useful sometimes to think of the Constitution as an experiment. The Electoral College was a compromise on two important issues. The first was how much power the people should have, and the second was how much power small and large states should have. People should have the power to elect a president. People should have the power to elect the president, not these senators and representatives who represent some party, whether it's Democrat or Republican. The way it should be, guys. Don't y'all think that that's the way it should be? If I got 17 million votes out of Georgia and you got 15 million votes out of Georgia, shouldn't that mean that I won Georgia? Or let's say overall, why are we counting all these different places, all these different states? If we count all these different states and say I had 100 million votes and you had 90 million votes, I should win the White House. Not this Electoral College crap. Man, y'all don't hear me, but that's the way it should be. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you guys can call in as you are right now. You're up on the show. Now you can press the number 1 on your keypad and give your comments or opinion on the show. Because, you know, I know that I can see the person who was asking me this question this morning up on the show. And hopefully you understand what's going on. And again, the question was, does your vote really count in a presidential election? And the answer is, hell no. It doesn't count. Your vote doesn't count. These state senators and these state representatives are sitting at home like fat cats, doing nothing.
Hey, look at all the dummies out there. They're out there, they're marching, standing in line to vote. Been in line for the hours, waiting to vote. But I got the vote right here. It doesn't matter what you guys do. It doesn't matter what you guys do. How many votes did Trump get from Electoral College? He got 276 Electoral College votes. 276 out of 538, was it? 538 senators and representatives for the whole country. And you have to get at least 270 to win. He got 276. So 276 senators and representatives voted for Trump. That's how he won the election. It had nothing, absolutely nothing, to do with you and me. Nothing. We had absolutely no say-so in the presidential election. Now, we have a say-so in our community leaders and councilmen here. But nothing about the presidential election. Now, we had something to say about Amendment 1, which was what this our butthole governor deal had putting out there trying to get passed, where he and some of his cronies would take over the school systems and kick some of these teachers out of the school system and take it over, take control of the money and everything. That's what Trump, I mean, not Trump, I'm calling Deal Trump, but that's what Governor Deal was trying to do. He was going to put someone in there to control all the schools in Georgia, in the whole state. And then guess what else? They would have the power to fire teachers and administrators. They also would have control of all the tax money and the federal money that the schools get from the federal government to spend however they saw fit. Which was, you know what the first spending would have been for this for this newly appointed person to take over the schools. You know what the first would have been? Is their salary. That would have been the first spending. And then the next spending would have been, I'm going to line Governor Deal's pockets because he put me in this situation. I'm talking about a few billion dollars that the Georgia, the whole state of Georgia, money that they get for schools. One person would have control of those billions of dollars. One person that Governor Deal would appoint. Put it out. They already know that push came to shove that he could someone to take over the schools. To get you, it's okay. Let's go that away because these schools are failing. Oh my God. And he had Kasim Reed standing next to him when he was giving his little talk about Amendment 1. Then they let Kasim Reed talk, and Kasim Reed got up there and said, I'm not for this. I mean, Deal turned red as a cucumber. Cucumbers aren't red. That's just something I said. But he turned red as a beet. Kasim Reed said, I'm not for this. And this whole thing stems from, I read about it, the whole thing stems from Governor Deal's father, who was a part of the school system in whatever county they're from. And he tried to make some changes within the school system, and they ended up kicking him out of his own county, out of the county that he lived in, fired his dad, and kicked him out of the county. And the Amendment 1 would have been his way of taking over the school system. See, that's what I was saying. You guys have to start to read and figure out what's going on. Why was he on TV saying vote for Amendment 1, vote yes for Amendment 1? He couldn't tell you all the ins and outs of it. All he wanted to do was get on TV and tell you to vote yes because we have failing schools. And we have failing schools because we have failing administrators and failing teachers. Not all of them, don't get me wrong, not all of them are. But they aren't even close to what the teachers and administrators were when we were growing up, when we were coming through elementary and high school. Teachers cared, when the administrators cared about students. And then now you have a curriculum in school that is not geared towards teaching the kids how to pass these tests. It's not geared to teach these kids how to pass this test. And that's the problem. Now you can't tell me that this kid can't learn something that's being taught. Everyone can learn. Everyone has the capacity to learn anything. You may not want to, that's because, and that's where it falls apart, but you have the capacity to. I tell my kids all the time, there's no reason why you can't do what that person does. Can do it, why can't you do it? If they learn how to do it, why can't you learn how to do it? You might not be able to dribble a basketball like Michael Jordan does, but Michael Jordan been dribbling the basketball since he was 2 years old. But if you had been dribbling the basketball since you were 2 years old, you may be that good. You may have been better. Who knows? Everyone's not the same, but you can learn. You apply yourself, you can learn. Hey, guys, that's all the time I have today. Join me tomorrow. I'm done with this election stuff. I'm not going to get into it anymore. It looks like Trump is, they say, you know, that's why they say president-elect, because now you have to look at the electors and see exactly what happened there. But looks like, he's going to be the president. And because he's been, you know, criticizing Obama over all these years, let's see, Trump does while he's in office. Let's see what he does. And remember, you heard it right here on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, guys, I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. This is Frank. I'm over. I'm out. Take care.